All right, it is 9 a.m. on March 27th, 2025. This is the time and date scheduled for pre-hearing conference in a Public Service Commission case number PU-24-361, OAH file number 2025-0009. This is Basin Electric Power Cooperative siting application. And just as kind of a summary of where we're at in this matter, we previously had the first of two public hearings in this, scheduled public hearings in this case on February 26th. However, there was publication issues with the notice for the hearing. So the commission has scheduled new hearings, with the first one scheduled next week. I have the new notice in front of me, so I don't have the date. I think it's the March 31st, and then the second hearing on April 6th. I would also note that prior to the last hearing, we had an intervener request intervention in this case, John Bartleson, which was granted. However, earlier this week, Mr. Bartleson, through his attorney, filed a voluntary dismissal of intervention. I did sign an order granting that voluntary dismissal this morning. I don't know if it's made its way to the parties yet, but if not, it's in route. So I think the request for today's pre-hearing was on behalf of Basin to just kind of have a chat about hearing process for the next couple hearings. I should note that appearing for the pre-hearing this morning on behalf of Basin Electric Power Cooperative are attorneys Wade Mann and Maggie Olson, and on behalf of the Public Service Commission is Special Assistant Attorney General Brian Johnson. So maybe I'll start with Basin to maybe get an idea of what we need to discuss this morning. And I don't know who wants to respond, Mr. Mann or Ms. Olson?
I guess I prefer to Ms. Olson, if that's okay with Maggie.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so like I said in my email, we just wanted to, you know, discuss the format for the hearings next week, now that we don't have the intervener involved anymore. We have the first hearing on Monday in Underwood, and then the second hearing Friday in Stanley. My understanding is that the Underwood hearing is going to be more of an abbreviated hearing. So our plan for that hearing was that we were just going to have one Basin witness there, Mr. Bobby Nassett, the project manager, and he'll just give more of an abbreviated testimony from what he did at the first hearing, probably like 10 substantive questions, kind of giving an overview of the project, and then we will not have the other Basin witnesses at that Underwood hearing on Monday. But then on Friday, we plan to have the same four Basin witnesses that we had at the first Underwood hearing and go through their full testimony like we did at the first Underwood hearing. So I just want to make sure that that is like still agreeable with the commission and with you, Judge Hogan, and that's how we're going to proceed this next week.
Let's start with the Underwood hearing. It was my understanding that the second hearing date was going to be primarily for public testimony, but I'll maybe ask you, Mr. Johnson, if that's what the commission is intending. I mean, based on my understanding, Ms. Olson's proposal seems appropriate, but I'll just ask you to confirm or comment, Mr. Johnson.
Sure. First, I think you said that the second hearing was going to be April 6th. It's actually April 4th, that Friday, just to clear that up on the record. But I did have a chance to chat with the commissioners individually and, you know, kind of gauge what they were expecting for that Underwood hearing. That sounds very much like what they were thinking, so and I'm in agreement with that. I guess it depends on how many people show up, if we even need to have, Mr. Nassa testify, but I think we can gauge that day out. But having him there and ready to give an abbreviated overview of it, just so that people understand the project, and then we can open it up for public comment. So I think that's exactly kind of how that one probably will end up going.
Okay, great. And then, yeah, I apologize. I think I got the day right, but the day of the week right, but the numerical day wrong. So thank you for that correction. Yeah, it's April 4th. And regarding that hearing, Mr. Johnson, what are the commission's expectations as far as Basin's presentation?
Sure. That one would be like any other normal hearing. We're going to roll through the whole gamut of it so that people can hear all the information and then proceed into public comment. So since that one hasn't been held before in that location, I think kind of the traditional format that we generally follow would be the way to go on that one.
All right. And Ms. Olson, I think you said that was Basin's plan to have all the witnesses available and go through that testimony again. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So with that, any other issues or pre-hearing matters that you wanted to discuss, Ms. Olson, or does that clarify commission's what the commission is requesting as far as these two upcoming hearings?
Yes, I think that clarifies the format. The one other question I had was for the exhibits at the first hearing where we had the intervener, we weren't able to stipulate to the admission of the exhibits. Is that something that we can do at the Underwood hearing or the Stanley hearing, or what's the best way to go about that?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, I mean, the only reason why they weren't admitted was because of the intervener, and now that they're no longer going to be participating, I would just intend to admit all of those at the beginning of the next hearing, because unless, Mr. Johnson, you had any objection to any of those exhibits now, but my recollection was that there was no objection on behalf of the commission to any of the exhibits.
Yeah, that's correct. I would not object to those being officially part of the record.
All right. So, yeah, I would plan on admitting those on Monday. And then usually when we have, like, multiple hearings, I just keep one exhibit list for all the hearings. I'll do separate witness lists for each hearing, but there will just be one exhibit list for the whole case.
Yeah, and I think we had the nine exhibits that were the same exhibits to the pre-hearing testimony, and then I think we'll have the application, and then I think Brian had sent over a certificate for us to sign. I don't know if that needs to be also admitted, but
if it's ready to go and you guys have it signed, absolutely. It's easy to get it in that way, and then it's in there, so I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, we'll be ready for that hold on Monday.
All right, Mr. Johnson, did you have any issues you wanted to address this morning?
None for me, Your Honor.
All right, and anything else on behalf of Basin?
No, Your Honor.
All right, great. Well, I will note that it's 9:11 a.m. That'll conclude our pre-hearing conference. Thanks, everybody, for joining, and I guess we'll see each other next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks. Bye-bye.